Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It is Tuesday night, the 28th of August. Man, this month is almost gone. It is this year. Wow. It is absolutely just flown by. You know, and I know they say as you get older, the years go quicker, and it really is true. I can just imagine when I hit 50 or 60, how fast these years are going to blow by, because these are just like going at warp speed. How are you doing tonight? Welcome to the program. Open lines tonight. Tomorrow night I'm going to hope to have Luke Radowski on for a little bit to talk more about 9/11/07, get an update on how it's going. The rest of the week is kind of still open, and there's other guests I've got in the pipe. It's just a matter of getting them all together and putting dates and times with everybody. And so we'll be doing that. But I want to welcome you to the program. My website is MidnightRidersShow.com. That's MidnightRidersShow.com. And there's an email link there that I would love your comments and your suggestions. You got ideas about things. I got an interesting email from Dan in California today. He says, you know, no wonder they've changed it from the NAU to the SPP. So many people have talked about the NAU. Now they need to come up with something different. So they dress it up with a new name. And essentially it's a hog with a new dress, and they're expecting her to win first prize at the county fair once again this year. I guess maybe she's the double entry. But I get emails every day, and I love to hear what everybody has to say. A lot of interesting information. If you get information, you get news, that kind of thing, send it to me. Or you know of a guest somewhere that I haven't hit yet, let me know. And because there's so much information out there that you can search, and you can search, and you may not come across them. And so it's cool that I get that information, and I get good emails. Chris in California, who's been on the program a couple of times, emails me almost daily with information, which is really cool. And matter of fact, the guy who makes the logo on the MidnightRiderShow.com website is a listener. And he said, here's a logo for your website. And matter of fact, he's made me two or three versions of them and is helping to design T-shirts for the network I operate, TruthNet Radio. And maybe eventually we'll get around to making some Midnight Rider shirts. And that way that'd be kind of cool. And I've got to get we got intro music and all that stuff coming for the show. A lot of cool things that are coming here in the coming days and weeks as we try to make this thing the best possible nighttime show that it can be. And a lot of that's because of you. I mean, we got great calls, great listeners, and I'm just tickled to death to be both here on Republic and also on the TruthNet Radio Network, where this show's being simulcast. So we've got two different audiences that are listening to this program. It's just absolutely wonderful to have you guys along for the ride. And it's good to be with you. Because, you know, it's so good knowing that there are like-minded individuals out there, just like me, who think like I do. And I know it's that way for a lot of people, because a lot of people just feel so isolated when they start learning about this stuff and they start waking up, and it's like they think they're the only ones and they feel like it. And in many ways, you know, just to hear your voice on the phone line, on the radio, is key for them, because they know that they are not alone. So that's really cool. And our number tonight is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We're going to come back on the other side and dig into the news. We got lots of it for you. So hang around. This is the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here on the Midnight Rider, the number 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Open lines tonight. And one group of folks I forgot to mention and thank in the last segment is the micro broadcasters out there. People with AM and FM transmitters that they put up to get the information out, get the truth out to people. You guys are a key link in all of this. And without you guys, the message would be more difficult to get out. You know, there's still a lot of people without internet access. And having this information out there is just really key. And so you guys out there with these micros all over the country, it's really big. As a matter of fact, if you've got us on a micro, call and let us know. I'd love to hear about it. And if you don't want to be on the air, just tell Manny and just kind of get a little check into that as well. And I mean, it's all of us working together, folks. One person doing this part, and one person over here doing this. Not having to be, you know, we don't have to have meetings to say, okay, now what are we going to do here? We've got this big plan to take back our country. Bob, I'm going to assign you this job, and Bill, you're going to take this job. And Don, I tell you what, we need you to do some research. None of that is done. It's just people saying, look, I know something needs to be done. I'm going to get up and do it. And I think that's so key. Because we're just individuals, it's all one man movements, and I think that's just so vital to what we do. And my hat's off to you, and a big salute to you, micro guys out there that run this broadcast. And I'm just so appreciative of the fact that that we're on in your area and you put us on there. And thank you very much, Dan in Texas. You're the leadoff batter tonight. What's on your mind?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to solve all the problems real quick.
Solve them all for me.
I say, listen, I got a question about this so-called being a free enterprise type world we live in the United States, I mean, I have bought some stock in Western Union mm-hmm. because the profits were soaring like a rocket above the clouds, you know. And one proof of that is the state of Arizona is confiscating money that Western Union gets to pay for what the illegal agents are doing to their emergency rooms and their schools.
Right.
The governor of Arizona. So their profits really are going up the roof. But their stock is going down like a lead balloon. And if this is a free enterprise system, obviously if the profits are soaring up and the stock value is going down like a sunk ship, I mean, doesn't that prove that the stock market is a bunch of crap?
Well, it's all a game, and so much of it's manipulated anyway. I mean, to think that the stock market can drop 140, 200 points in an afternoon because somebody says something or doesn't say something. I mean, that just shows you there that the game's being manipulated, and you've got now these day traders that basically just churn and burn stocks. It'll buy a stock one day, and if it goes up a couple bucks the next, they sell it.
Yeah, but thing with Western Union is so obvious it stinks. I mean, isn't the federal government just obviously a bunch of crap, too, because they have all their stinking rules about trade this and trade that, but yet if a company's profits go insanely through the roof and the money's not being given to the stockholders, I mean, talk about organized, might as well be communism or Nazism. It's just pure organized crime. It's not free enterprise.
Right, and for them it may be making an example of Western Union to make it actually look like we're doing something because, you know, there's so much money flows back to Mexico. It's the second largest part of the Mexican economy is money coming back from Mexicans in this country back to the people home. It could be the fact that they're just trying to make an example out of somebody, you know, to make it look like they're doing something when in fact they're not. I mean, how can you be doing anything when the freaking borders are still wide open?
No, yeah, obviously, yeah. It's insane, guys. It's unbelievable. I mean, thank God for shows like yours and Rick Adams and all that kind of stuff there. I mean, at least there's hope because of people like you.
Well, it's about all of us, man. You know, we're just the messengers. And,
yes,
you know, and our job is just to hear, to, you know, bring you information, bring you people with information, and for us just to get together and chit-chat. That lets everybody know that, hey, you're not sitting there by yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's a key thing, because I thought that, you know, for the longest time until I went down to an Alex Jones deal down in Dallas last year, and there was about 800 other people just like me, and I'm going, oh, wow, this is great. And that really, you know, emboldened me to do a lot more, especially with the program that I had just started. And so it's a key thing that people know they're not alone. And it also helps to put people together.
Yeah, is there a list of the micro stations you mentioned? Has anybody called in with any of them yet? Where they are, LFM, whatever it was.
Not yet. Now, Mike Jones of Austin just came in, called in to say that he appreciates the fact that we appreciate them, and the micros do need to be talked about a lot more. We might do a show on micros one night. I know a couple.
Is there one in Houston that you know of?
I don't know. I know there's some in Austin. There was one in here in Oklahoma City. There were some in Dallas. The FCC kind of got a little friendly with them back in the earlier in the year, and a number of those stations disappeared. The one here in Oklahoma City is down because of equipment trouble, but hopefully it'll be back up someday. But they're all over the place. It is just a matter of just tuning around that dial. Matter of fact, that's how I found the one here. Bebopping around the dial one day and found it. And matter of fact, I was tuning around, and boom, there was John Stadmiller. While I'm not driving around in traffic. So that's just what I would do, you know, is just find one. And then, hey, if there's not one in your area, put one up. They're not that expensive,
yeah.
Only about $1,000 or even less. You can even do
really?
Less. If you look for the stuff on eBay. I mean, it's being sold hand over fist on eBay.
eBay? What
yeah.
The machine, the equipment, you mean?
Oh, yeah. All that broadcast equipment stuff's being sold on eBay.
What's it called? I mean, like microwave broadcast
just,
equipment?
Just type in FM transmitter.
FM transmitter.
Yeah.
You no
come up
kidding.
With all kinds of stuff. Oh, yeah.
I get a rant and already start my own hell, huh?
There you go.
FM transmitter. Neato.
Yeah.
Wow, man. I'll have to try it. I'm disabled. So I got nothing else to do but feel sorry for myself and talk to you. So.
Yeah, well, you know,
that's what
we're
for. Yeah, right, really.
Exactly. Get out of my face. Go call the radio guy.
But
no, I mean, you know, they're not that expensive to put up. And just a little research. Yeah, just a little research is all it takes.
Yeah, holy moly. I can read. I can do that much. Okay.
All right, man.
Well, thanks for the show.
Thank you. Dylan in Texas, you're on with us on the Midnight Rider. Welcome aboard.
Thanks. You're doing a great job. I've heard your show a few times.
Thanks.
I haven't just woken up. In fact, I got up very early yesterday morning, so I really should be asleep right now. And that last caller, he really pointed out something valuable about the stock market.
Right.
But that was a really good point. I wasn't aware. I hadn't looked at that aspect. That was really key. although, of course, I believe the stock market's a crock anyway. But I'm listening to y'all on Micro FM here in Austin.
Cool.
100.1.
Right.
And they're soon to be switching it to 96.3. They say on the public service announcements.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad that one of the owner affiliates of the station called in about that he's listening, because a lot of people still don't know right now. This Micro FM is pretty popular here in the Austin area and surrounding vicinities.
Right.
And a lot of people, when they tune into it, they don't exactly know. They'll hear the commercials, like for the networks, like Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, or they'll hear other names, you know, and they think they're listening to another network when they're listening to RBN, or they talk about the FM station as if it's a network, but a lot of people just simply don't understand the FM station. They got these public service announcements, but they play shows from networks.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know that this hint, to Mike Jones there, we don't know what address to send donations. I mean, I'm talking about new listeners too. You know, they don't know that this whole, you know, a lot of people tune into this and they're like, you know, they take this for granted just like everything else, you know, but this needs funding. And we all know that we can contribute to RBN. You can just call the office number, or the, you know, you can call the 1-800-313-9443, but they have an office number. And what's the office number?
You had to ask me. Manny, what's the office number over there? It's an 800 number for people to call, also, or a 512 number.
Yeah, it's 800.
Manny's going to give it to me.
It's 800-724-2719.
800-724-2719, right, Manny?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 800-724-2719. People can pick up and call. And chances are, when you get a hold of somebody there in the office tomorrow during the day, that they're actually probably going to know where you can send those donations to.
Yeah, because that's two entities right there that need funding. RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, that is, and also that's the radio network. And then you got the local Micro FM provider providing you these networks. And here in Austin, it's they've changed names now. It's Texas Resistance Radio.
Yeah.
And both these entities need funding.
All of them do. Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people, you know, think a lot of this stuff is free, and it's not. It gets expensive, and it can get expensive real quick. I mean, I just know, what with my small network that I have, what goes out a month, and you put it on the size of an RBN or even a larger network, and the cost can get rather high. Dylan, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're going to grab a break. Back on the other side with more. Hopefully you. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Here on the Midnight Rider, you know, it's not the, as I was saying earlier, it's not that expensive to put one of these up, and you can do it inexpensively, and the impact that you have is incredible. You know, because you micro stations are not rated in the rating books and stuff, but still, you know, you're going to have an impact on people. I talk to people here in Oklahoma City all the time who ask about the local micro that was here. And like I said, it's got equipment trouble, and hopefully it'll be back up soon. But I'm asked all the time, well, is it coming back? Is it coming back? I mean, you get emails, people pop into the chat room, which, by the way, if you go to MidnightRiderShow.com, click on the chat link, that'll bring you in here. And you just type a nickname in, and boom, you're chatting with a lot of like-minded people. And what's that?
It doesn't have to be your own.
No, you can make any nickname up you want. So just pop in there. We don't ask for any information. But, yeah, it doesn't take much money at all to do it. And the electronics now is so small that the electricity required to run one is not that big of a deal. And there's way, you know, different ways you can go about getting the program delivered. I mean, if you can pop the programs off the Internet or go to the RBN website at republicbroadcasting.org and get you one of those little KU satellites and put it up and aim it towards Galaxy 25, I think is what it is now. And boom, you've got instant programming in there. And so, I mean, it's there's not a lot of, you know, what those are. I think on the website, like $180. I mean, so it's not a lot of investment in it. And what, you know.
You can run them out of your house.
Yeah, you can run them right out of your house. I mean, it's that simple. And, you know, you just stick a little, make a little corner for them where you can do it. And away you go. Yeah, a closet, even if you got some ventilation and stuff. Matter of fact, my when I first started this, my first talk show on TruthNet Radio, I was in a 5x7 closet I had cleared out and had built a studio out of. And let me tell you, in the summertime, it was hot. But, I mean, stick a little fan in there and boom, you know, you're running. And, yeah, it worked well. And, so it was a good thing. And we,
And nobody knows it's there.
If
it's inside a closet, like with us, if it's inside a closet, you can shut the closet door and we have a little bolt lock that flips over on ours.
Yeah, so the little paws don't get on it.
And, yeah. And, that way kids don't get on it or anything, but nobody has to know it's there. I mean,
you just shut
the door and go back. But if you do have it in a closet and you do shut the door, you must have a fan inside the closet.
Right, yeah, you don't want stuff to burn up.
Running, because you'll have so many, like you had, what, 4 computers inside a 5x8 closet?
I had a 5x7 closet. I had 5.
5. And
running.
So it got seriously hot.
Yeah, seriously hot in there. And
but
monitors.
But he just built shelves. He took out all the clothes racks, which kind of made me really angry. But you know, it worked and it served the purpose.
Yeah, and I went to the little lumber yard. I came home with a couple 2x4s, cut them to size, and I made and I took a piece of little MDO board or press wood, and bolted them screwed them right down onto the counter, and boom, you know, there's your studio.
Well,
and you're going.
The thing that really made me mad over that is that's the only home maintenance you had done in 6 years.
I was pretty good at it, though, wasn't I?
I didn't see
it. I mean, hey, I bought you the weed eater for Christmas. Matter of fact, there's a ladder. Why haven't you fixed the roof? Mark in Wisconsin, welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good, my favorite cheesehead. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, that guy brought up the micro FMs.
Yes.
They're a great idea. I mean, they really empower people, and they decentralize the media. And you know as well as me, Mike, if you've ever had a micro FM or a live stream like you've got, how empowering it is. You realize that you can black out any news you want, you can cover any stories you want, and you immediately realize the power that the monopolized media has on America.
Well, yeah, most definitely. And the the emails I get from people saying, "Man, thank you. What you've done has helped wake me up. The show you did helped wake me up, or it solved some issues for me." And it's huge. And you just start with a little. I mean, I'm literally sitting in a studio that I built for $500 that I made with old computers. The newest computer I've got in here is 4 years old. That I stole out of my wife's business because she had bought new, and everything in here is old. The computer I use every day, Mark, is 7 years old.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
It just goes to show if you put your mind to it, you can get it done, too. And like you said, you can pick those micro FMs up on eBay, too, and if they don't have any, because sometimes they get chased off there every once in a while by the FCC, you can just do a Google search for FM transmitters, and the companies that supply them will come up, and there they are, and they have out-of-the-box systems. I mean, all you got to do is plug them in and hook up your computer to it, and you can play any live stream or any MP3 you want in the world, and you're the boss.
You're the boss. It's your station. Mark, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Going to grab a quick break here back on the other side. Unless was there anything else you had, Mark? All right, back on the other side, this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. The name of the program is The Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y, or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
.800-313-9443 is the number, should you choose to join us tonight here on the Midnight Rider program here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome aboard. Mike Jones has joined us on the telephone. Mr. Micro FM Extraordinaire, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We've kind of got us a little micro show going here, kind of impromptu.
Well, I heard that going and thought I would call in.
Please do.
What's going on with Oklahoma City?
They've had some equipment problems, and I think that's being remedied, but I've not heard anything about it in a while.
Last time I heard 7 months ago they were having problems. I would have figured they fixed it by now. Maybe I need to get a hold of somebody and make a trip up there.
Yeah, they'd taken the equipment to somebody, and I don't know where that stands or anything, because I've not talked to anybody involved with that in about a month, so that was the last I knew. But the last night when I checked the other day, they still weren't back up. But let's talk about micros just a little bit and getting into them, kind of, you know, all the legalities of things, kind of come up. You know, people wonder about that. And I've done some research on this because I had at one point looked at putting one of my own up. Talk a little bit about, you know, the cost to get in it, you know, if somebody does it on their own or if they're, you know, part of a group.
Well, the cost pretty much depends on how powerful of a station that you want to put out there. You know, we in Central Texas, myself personally, believe if we're going to do it, you know, you might as well go all out and really shotgun it out there. The smaller 10 and 20 watt amplifiers that are parked behind the transmitters don't really go out more than 5 miles or so. So really believe if you're going to do it, you need to get it up to 100, 150 and on up from there. And the more watts you're putting out, the more expensive the equipment is.
Exactly.
But also the greater your coverage area. So I think one has got to consider the area they're trying to cover and then consult, you know, and I called really to put out my number for those people that might be straddling the fence about putting up a micro, because I put up over 20 or 30 of these things in the last 7 years. And I wanted to tell people, too, that I've been broadcasting for 7 years. I have never had any equipment confiscated by the FCC. I have never been arrested by the FCC. I've gotten 5 or 6 letters from them. And there is nothing to be afraid of, folks. And this is the time to get the word out right now. It's critical right now. So I want to give my number out for those people
Please
that are
do.
Thinking about it. So if they have questions, I'll be glad to answer them. You know, all I ask is that you call me at a decent time, somewhere between 8 and 10 o'clock.
You mean that you don't want them to call as soon as we hang up?
No, not tonight. Last time John and I did a show back on December 1st, I was on the phone for, I think, 12 hours after. And
oh, wow.
It was... Which is all right. It was good. I got to talk to a lot of great people and answered a lot of questions. And, yes, we have changed the name from Radio Free Austin to Texas Resistance Radio. And we have all of the equipment is ready to go and be put back out there. We're looking for locations right now. I know Bastrop has been waiting for one for a long time. I know Round Rock is waiting for a station right now, and I know Waco is waiting on one. And we just finished mixing our programming and got everything worked out probably within the last week. And we just have a few little quirks that we've got to get worked out with our breaks, getting the volume to where it matches the volume of these networks. Unfortunately, when you start mixing the networks, you've got different volumes, and that's a little bit tricky here and there, but I've got some pretty good people helping me out. But my number, if there's people out there listening that want to call me, I'm going to put it out as I have before. It's area code 830-997-0339. That's 830-997-0339. And again, Mike, I appreciate you talking about micros. I haven't heard any talk show hosts. I listen probably 14 hours a day. That's the beauty of these things. You know, people don't understand that if you don't have one, you don't know what you're missing. You know, it's kind of like you're used to eating peanut butter sandwiches and, you know, it's no big deal and you're used to it. Then when you get a steak dinner, it's like, wow, this is great. And the people that haven't had the alternate news don't know what they're missing.
And listen, I mean, there's nothing better than you're in the house, you're listening to a show on the internet, and you go out to get in your car, and you can start the car up, and boom, right there on the radio is the show you're listening to.
Right. You go out and change the oil in the car. You can have the radio on while you're changing the oil. You can't drag your computer outside. And you know, shortwave programming is not what it used to be, and the reception's not that great. So, you know, these micros are very critical to what we're trying to do. They are a very key solution, and, you know, as I have talked many times to Alex about, hey, you know, why aren't you promoting solutions? You know, if you would get the word about these micros out, we could get these things all up over the place, you know, and he just blows a gasket any time I talk to him about it. So that's another, I say, well, if Alex, you're going to talk about it, I'm going to call in tonight and I'll talk about it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one way people can get active. I mean, especially, you know, if you're nervous about going out in public and being in a crowd and doing things. This is one way to do it. I mean, it, and what you do, you have an impact every day just with the mere fact that you've got the on switch on.
Right.
And I think that's, and I think that's really a big deal. I mean, I did radio, mainstream radio, Mike, for 12 years, and I know the impact of what radio had, what radio can do, and the impact it can have on people in a community can be huge. And it doesn't have to be a lot of power.
Well, see, we didn't even, we, until recently, didn't have the ability to put automated brakes on
right.
these micros. And I put one up about 4 weeks ago, and the local Ron Paul meetup group out here in Gillespie County jumped in 1 week from 10 people to 45.
Yeah.
That's the power of micro-broadcasting. Just imagine if we can galvanize the people in Austin, in Houston, Corpus Christi, Dallas, all these other places. Just look at the effect we could have right there. You know, and that's what really, you know, drives me nuts about these broadcasters, these talk show hosts. They will not talk about micro-broadcasting. I mean, there is a key solution right there. Come on, folks.
Yeah, it's a big solution, and like I said, you know, it's not that expensive to do. The more power you put in, the more expensive it gets. And, man, there are so many different ways that you can do this. You can roll it a number of different ways.
Well, and the people that will put up the Texas Resistance Radio, you know, here locally in Central Texas, you know, if they need help with equipment, we have a lot of equipment. You know, we had 10 stations up and going before the FCC rattled a bunch of cages,
right.
You know. And, you know, those are all sitting here gathering dust. They're waiting to go out and, you know, start working again. So, you know, what the people really need is somebody to talk to, which I'm here. What I would probably suggest is what we are doing with Texas Resistance Radio is we are taking a KU satellite feed and we're bringing what I call the best of all the different networks together.
Right.
And because there's, you know, it's very hard to get the best people on all on one network, so we mix it all up. And we've got a pretty good balance going.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, I've got people in my chat room asking how much. Again, guys, it's just going to vary depending on how much power you want to do. An antenna, especially with FM, is critical. And then
tuning the FM antenna is really critical because
yeah.
if you don't tune it right, then you've got RF coming back into your radio equipment, and it will not last as long, you know, and it won't go out as far. It's got to be tuned precise, or you know, that's the biggest thing about a micro. You've got to have somebody that knows what they're doing tune that antenna for you.
I got a caller here that wants to talk with you real quick. Doug in Texas, you're on the line. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Hey, I was just curious. I mean, I live in Round Rock, and back whenever the Radio Free Austin forums were up, you know, I put a couple calls in, never heard anything back, but you know, I did look into, you know, possibly getting a transmitter, you know, here. I was just wondering, like, as far as, like, if I bought my own transmitter, whatnot, what kind of programming? I mean, is this going to be, like, a strictly RBN, or is it going to be TruthNet Radio on there?
No.
ACN or WTPRN? I mean, how you know, what kind of networks will we hear if, you know, in our local area? Because I know a lot of people up here in Round Rock really, really miss it.
Yeah, I understand. We had a pretty powerful station up there. Well, I'm sorry somebody didn't call back. That was one of the problems we had with the old network. And that's not going to happen anymore. I'm going to try and get everybody, you know, to work directly with me. As far as your programming goes, you can set it up to with the right equipment to where you can pick your own programming. But I would probably recommend that you call me off air and I'll talk to you about it. You really don't want to put yourself in a situation where you've got to monitor what you're broadcasting every hour. It's really nice to have everything set up to where it's automated.
Well, yeah, because I'm looking at this thing called, something at SoundForge. It was a program that, like, grabbed streams or whatnot. And so I think, like, I could probably automate it, but you know, I was just wondering, I mean, I assume that once you get, you know, Texas Resistance Radio going, that you'll actually have, like, a high kilobit speed, you know.
We have it available right now on the
micros.
Internet. If you have high speed, you can bring down.
You know, what we're, if I just looked on your network, you know, Texas Resistance Radio, what are we looking forward to hearing on there? I mean, is there any, like, definite schedules?
Well, right now, the schedule is subject to change. What I am trying to promote is a network that is about solutions and activism. And right
sure.
now what we've got on is we start out the day at 7 with the power hour running for 3 hours. And then we've got Derry Brownfield, Alex Jones, 11 to 2. From 2 to 4, it can either be Jack Blood or Mike Herzog. I don't know where that's going right now, to tell you the truth. Part of the problem that I am experiencing right now with We the People Radio is I've tried to incorporate them into this micro network is their audio is way down, and they've got a lot of drop-offs.
Yeah.
And one thing I do not believe in is dead air time, because if somebody tunes you in and you're not there, they're going to move on down the dial.
Sure, and I mean, I know a lot of people here that, you know, they'll say something to me about, you know, Alex Jones or John Statmiller or, you know, any multitude of hosts, and I'm like, so how'd you catch on? He's like, you know, one day I'm just flipping through the dial, driving through downtown Austin, and I heard a guy talking about bill, gun rights, Second Amendment stuff, or whatever. And he, you know, he tuned in, and you know, is woken up, and you know, is a you know, an avid person, you know, and just from one day driving down I-35, you know, just switching a dial, seeing what's on, and you know, mate, catching something interesting on, you know, and so I think that micros, you know, especially since it's so hard for us to get out. On the, you know, the big...
Oh, micros are a huge solution. I can't tell you how many people in the 7 years I've been doing this that I've talked to that have told me the same thing. You know, hey, I was driving down the road, and I just happened to stumble across it, and, oh, my God, this is what I've been thinking for years, you know, and all the time I hear that from folks.
Yeah, and the thing is, Doug, is the cost. I mean, is where it's within reach for just about anybody. If this were 20 years ago, buying a 100-watt amp or you know, something to run a 100-watt station would have cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Now you can do it really inexpensively. And I've seen a rig that Mike's put together, and this thing is slick. I mean,
yeah,
it runs nice and easy, and you walk straight away from it.
What's the name of that one that, like, everybody loves to use, that one transmitter? It's got the vacuum fluorescent display. It'll do the autumn, you know, it'll bring down the RF depending on heat. I saw one that was, like, recommended to me by other people that, you know, said stuff on the radio, Free Austin. I'm trying to think of the name of it. It was, like...
Name of the transmitter?
Yeah, the one that the actual, you know, amplifier that is, like,
well,
best out there.
The transmitter is separate from the amplifier. The transmitters that we use are basically 1 watt, and then we use different... The nice thing about the transmitters we use is there, you can always update them. You know, you can start with
right.
a 50 watt amplifier, and then let's just say you inherit $5,000 one week. Well, you can take some of that money and go buy, you know, a 300 watt amplifier and kick it way up and still use the same transmitter you've got.
Right. And I guess all you'd really need is, you know, a high-speed connection and then, you know, an audio port out of your computer that you would run into it.
Correct. Yep.
All right, well, awesome.
That's,
well,
it, that's if you want to bring down our
I'll
network.
I'll get with you here in the near future because, I mean, you know, I don't know how many times I hear people here locally in Round Rock. It's like, man, you know, we're driving down, you know, I work in a service field, so a lot of service guys that get a lot of, you know, windshield time really miss hearing, you know, the programs, you know, especially like the Power Hour, Derry Brownfield, and all the rest of the guys you're talking about. So can't wait till it kicks off, and I'll let you guys get going.
Well, call me.
I will.
Yeah, Mike, give everybody your number again.
It's 830-997-0339.
Yeah, that's, you can give Mike a call tomorrow. If you've got even a half an interest in doing this, look, I'm an old radio guy, and I've seen this, and this stuff's easy to set up. I mean, it is not that difficult at all.
Yeah, and the more prospects we have, I've got one guy in Round Rock that's been wanting a station, but if I forget this gentleman's name that was just on the air, but
Doug.
If he's got, you know, a location that's a little higher up with a little higher elevation, then he might be a better candidate than the one we're looking at right now.
Right. Yeah.
And, of course, then when you're talking about Dallas and Houston, you need three stations in each one of those towns to cover the whole station, which was the beautiful thing we had with Radio Free Austin, is we had three
right.
stations and we had the town covered.
Yeah, Mike, hang on just a second. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck. Much makeup, burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
The name of the program is The Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. We're talking tonight with Mike Jones of Texas Resistance Radio. We're talking about micro FM stations and how you, the individual, can get the message of the truth out to your community. And it doesn't take a lot of money to do it. And you know, Mike, with the size of electronics now and how small they are, doesn't suck up a lot of electricity either.
No, 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 certainly doesn't.
No,
and,
I mean,
and it doesn't take a whole lot of room, you know.
Right.
A lot of people have got this image in the back of their mind of a great big studio full of equipment, but you can basically put everything, you know, on the very end of a desk, and it's all there. I just can't tell you how many times people, as you well know, have come in and looked at it and said, this is it, this is all there is to it.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't take up much space.
Yeah, because in essence what you become is you become a repeater.
Exactly.
And so you're getting your information, you're getting your programming from a central location, and you're repeating it in your area. Jim in North Carolina, welcome to the program. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good.
I've just got some questions. What's it cost for licensing and stuff for one of these stations?
Well, there is no license involved.
No license?
No license.
Okay. And
this is low power FM.
Low power FM.
Now we're putting out 100 watts, whereas the commercial stations are putting out 50,000 watts.
Right. Okay. So I don't have to have a license to do it. All I need is the equipment.
The equipment and a backbone.
Yeah. I'm listening, paying attention. Now the FCC. See, I've got an amateur radio operator's license. All right. And so I have a license for amateur radio.
How long have you been a licensed amateur radio operator?
A year. I had my novice license back in the late 60s, and I let it go a couple of years, and I lost it. I let it go back, and now I have a Tech 2 license for amateur radio, and I've had that for about a year.
How big is the city you live in? How many people around you?
It's real small. I live near Charlotte. Where I'm actually at is real small. Like in the whole county, there's 75,000 people. You know, that I'm out in the sticks, but I would still have some interest maybe in doing this. I have some, I'm some familiar with radios and how they work and setting up antennas. I hear you talking about tuning antennas. I understand that well.
Good.
And I helped my daddy and myself, we build antennas. That,
Well, did you catch my phone number when they were...
Yes, sir, I did. That, maybe I'll call back. So there, the biggest thing, I guess, was the licensing. And with the equipment, I'm going to a radio thing here this weekend. Maybe I could look for some equipment. Could you give me some clues on what I need to look for?
Certainly can. I think what you have to probably do is sit down and evaluate what kind of money you're willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Through Broadcast Warehouse, through Progressive Concepts, I buy most of my equipment. It's a little, I like to buy newer equipment that's been made by professionals. You know, when I first started this, I used to buy equipment from hobbyists, and I had problems. The break coming in?
Yeah, gentlemen, hold on. Just a 70-second break. We'll come back.
All right.
We have about 5 minutes on the other side. Jim, stay right there. We'll be right back here in just a minute. If you want to join this conversation, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I love it. Just how the shows go where they go. Back in just a minute here on the Midnight Rider.
It's true.